This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. That's right. Good evening. And welcome to ENN. By the way, before we get started, I just want to say, this is very important, I hope you all pay attention, that this portion of the K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance, not how much you save.
No.
It's also the kind of service you get.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. I'd like
over
to start off by saying...
75 years.
Yeah. Good evening to Michael.
With FUBU, FUBU TV.
Good evening to Donald.
Cray cray, as the kids say.
Now, you made it the drop, though. Your amazingly quick comeback.
Yeah, but that wasn't the drop. You may have liked my line, but...
Great line. One of your best lines in 2 years.
But let me hear the drop again.
Cray cray, as the kids say.
Now, that's the drop. That's the right call by Anthony. I really think so.
And Peter's reply was, the kids are 30 years old now.
Cray cray, as the kids say.
Those kids are 30 years old now, but... good evening to myself. The sex pot known as Don LaGreca. Now, I have a few notes before we get into ENN tonight.
What?
Yeah. Tomorrow night, I haven't even plugged this. We're almost sold out, but I found out we have a few tickets left. Literally a few tickets left. But me and my podcast partner, Cypher Sounds, we're doing One Ep Is Life live tomorrow night as part of New York Comedy Festival at the
Really?
Stand. That's right.
Where is this?
Live podcast taping tomorrow night, 8 p.m. from The Stand. Tickets are available at The Stand NYC.
Mm.
We got some comedians, we got some artists, and we're doing a live podcast for 90 minutes tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, if you want to come out and see a live show.
Wow.
Of course, you got to be vaccinated. And by the way, also, of course, I have the night before Thanksgiving party at Gramercy Theater. Tickets available for that as well.
I'm going to be there.
You're definitely not going to be there for. I could have seen you being interested in tomorrow, but you definitely wouldn't come to. You want to pop out as a special guest tomorrow night at the live podcast? That would be something.
I'll do it via Zoom.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah.
I bet if I was John Boy, you'd show up. Anyways, also, if you're a fan of the wrestling, I just want to let everyone know that this Wednesday, my GP podcast officially moves over to The Ringer.
Yeah, big league.
So if you want to hear my GP wrestling starting this Wednesday, you have to go subscribe to The Ringer Wrestling Show. And every Wednesday night, every Wednesday afternoon, I should say, the show will pop up there. But you'll also get Evan Max MacMania podcast and my old co-host David Shoemaker's The Masked Man Show. So that's where you're going to find GP.
Well, I got to stop you for a second. So the guy who's created the New York porch sport that you got duped on with Alanis he's acting as if I got duped. Michael Kay's talking about my creation while I'm at work and can't hear it is a top great miserable experience of my life. I just wanted to hear it but can't. LMAO. It wasn't me.
Nope.
Peter got duped, Joe, Peter not got, me.
Peter got porched or whatever it's called now.
Is that what it's called? Is that a thing?
Well, it's from New York Porch Sports, and he uses the New York Post logo. It's actually criminal what's happening.
Yeah, that's not right. So it's pretty reasonable me getting porched.
By the sports pickle, that was on Peter.
Right.
Does Peter look for that little blue check mark? New York Porch Sports doesn't have it.
I don't think it's that big of a story where you got to go out and
see. That's, Don, that's the thing. I was moving around living my life, okay?
Right.
And I see the picture. And I'd already seen that picture of Correa somewhere else, so I knew something was happening. And I go, and it says Correa attending Alanis Morissette with Aaron Judge. And I thought, well, that's wacky. Of course, I ordered UFC 268, so I was well aware that was at the Garden on Saturday night. But I, you know, the old brain doesn't always work perfectly. And I apologize.
Peter got porched or whatever it's called now.
I just want to say. If anyone out there in this world that we call Earth
this spinning orb,
is not watching Succession at this point, just know that you're missing. You're missing Sopranos in its prime. You're missing Six Feet Under in its prime. Missing Game of Thrones. You're missing a show,
what
Don.
What do I get rid of?
The kids? Whatever you have to do.
Why?
You got to do what you got to do.
It's really a shame. It really is a shame that we're not together. Because I made sure before the show started that I watched Curb. I didn't want to be behind.
I haven't watched it. I haven't gotten Curb yet.
I'm behind. I'll watch it tonight.
But I got that to watch. I got Last Week Tonight to watch. I got Real Time to watch.
I just want to tell you, Don, I
got too many things going,
I want to tell you, you can get rid of any of those newsy shows. Oliver, Marr, I promise you the news will still be here when the season ends of Succession.
But
what Succession's doing right now, the level of writing that they're at.
I can't.
It's so damn good. Oh, this week
I
was.
I could probably get rid of Real Time, because I tape it or DVR it just for new rules, because I just like new rules. But I could probably get that online.
You sure you can?
I like John Oliver, so I'm not giving that up. And there's just too much stuff during the week I watch with Nancy.
Well, you guys should both be. I'm just telling you, it's criminal.
Now I got to catch up. How many seasons? How many shows do I got to catch up on?
This is the thing.
This is the third year.
It's four episodes into the third season. It's not that deep yet. You can still do it.
How many episodes are we talking?
You're going to be watching about, you know, something like either, I think it's 8 per year, 10 per year, you know, 20 episodes around that range.
You don't have that time, Don.
No.
What's your excuse, Kay?
Yeah. Again, it looks like a show I would like, because it seems like it's about the Murdochs, who I work for the Post. But Howard Stern turned me off of it early, and I can't commit now to catching up for 20 episodes.
Is Howard still out on the show?
I have not been traveling a lot, so I'm not in the car to listen to Howard as much, but he was out on it hard.
I got
to
tell you, no offense.
30 episodes, that's a lot.
If Howard is still out on Succession, he should retire and admit he's a bona fide yo-yo.
But I want to be in.
All right.
But there's 30 episodes that I'd have to catch up on.
24 tops.
No, I'm telling you, they've got 30 episodes.
No.
He doesn't
have
30
episodes. That's what it says there, episodes, 30. There's 30 episodes. They're all over an hour.
Cray cray, as the kids say.
Season 1 is 10. No, it's up. Season 2 is 10. So, no, Don, it's through 24. You jumped ahead. It's through 24.
All right, they got 30 in the can. All right, so
I have a little news here.
Okay.
They've announced the National League Cy Young finalists, Brewers Corbin Burns, Dodgers and the Nats Max Scherzer, and this will be happy time for Met fans, Phillies right-hander Zach Wheeler.
I don't think that would. Don, was that news?
Blah.
All right, because
Michael's a baseball, let him have it.
I'll let you have it.
I couldn't do that. If I all of a sudden, you know, gave out the Vesna candidates, Michael would call management and say,
see, but I am trying to stop and get him into ENN rather than.
No, hey, listen, just all right. Shut up, Peter. That works too.
No, because that's rude.
Bing bong. Listen, I'll tell you right now, Succession's better than anything in sports right now. It is my sport. All right, a lot did happen. What was a weird day of NFL action. Of course, if you're late to the show, Michael picked up his 2-point pick. Don picked up his 3-point pick. I picked up my no point picks.
Right.
One game that Michael, of course, was very wrong on was the Bills. Josh Allen had a rough day. He was sacked by and intercepted by Jaguars defensive end Josh Allen. And he becomes the latest player to fall victim to the Manning Cast curse. Every active NFL player to appear on the Manning Cast on Monday Night Football has lost their next game. Travis Kelce, Russell Wilson, Rob Gronkowski, Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, and now Josh Allen. Let's hear from Josh Allen. Not happy with his performance.
And credit to them. They came out. They wanted it more. A lot of little things add up to big things. I put the ball in danger too often. Bit us in the butt. Played like excuse my language, but that starts with me. So I got to be better for this team.
How do you feel about
it? It almost got Nick Saban, too, Peter. He lost the second week after he was on, and Alabama never loses.
How do you feel about him saying, excuse my language, sorry doesn't fix the lamp?
Listen, I can't be that guy anymore.
You can't excuse it until you do it. So the placement was proper.
All right, good. That's fine, then.
I gotta see what Steve's splits are against New Orleans, because that analogy about the voodoo doll. I mean, I would think that Steve Young just owned the Saints. Not the same. He wouldn't go on the Manning cast. He wouldn't do it.
I bet you somebody's going to be on it next week. Some active player.
The Cardinals are now 8-1, and they dominated yesterday without Kyler Murray. God, did Colt McCoy start yesterday?
Yes, he did.
Well, all he does is win, win, win.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
He won with the Giants in Seattle.
He won with Washington and Dallas.
That's
unbelievable.
Come on.
Hold on. And he does it in another rivalry game. He does it with the Cardinals in San Francisco. Wow. They're 8-1 for the second time in the Super Bowl era. They did it in 2014, and they finished 11-5 and then lost in the wild card round after Carson Palmer suffered a torn ACL after Week 10. That was a bummer.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I might be willing to admit that I am wrong on Sam Darnold.
Oh, look at you.
He had a rough, and I mean rough weekend. Let's hear from Matt Rhule, head coach, asked if Darnold's still the best option at quarterback.
I'll watch the tape before I make some, you know, big statement. To be quite honest, I want to make sure I see everything and consider all factors. I know Sam prepared hard. I thought, you know, he went out there. I thought he showed toughness. He gritted to the end, so I don't want to lay anything at his feet. But we can't have a quarterback throwing the ball up in the air. He knows that. I know that. So whether we have to get with the coaches for guys, coaching, is it him? What is it? We can't keep doing this. So, I'd have to see everything before I probably answer that better tomorrow.
It's not good.
He also said something really interesting that I never thought of it like this, Don. He said, we can't have interceptions on first and second down. He said on third down, you could accept it more, but not first or second down. He said, you just can't.
Yeah, because you got to live to fight another day. And on third down, there's circumstances where sometimes you got to try to fit it in. You got to try to get that that first down. But on first and second down, it's almost inexcusable.
It was three picks, including a pick six to J.C. Jackson. Oh. Also, Robbie Anderson, his old pal from New York, was
not so close.
No, he was not very happy on the sidelines. You could see him visibly angry and going off. Anderson talked about it in the post game and his passion and losing control of his emotions in that moment.
Tell you, passion's bad.
Can be.
Well, because passion explained away a lot of bad things. By the way, Steve Young, 16-4 lifetime against the Saints.
He laughs at voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
He really does.
Also, and the four probably was when he was with Tampa Bay.
Can you envision a win against Steve Young for your Washington football team?
Can I remember one?
Yeah.
A win against Steve?
Yeah. Don't bother. There isn't one. 4-0.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You could have let him suffer a little, Don. That was very, very nice of you.
We only have 4 minutes until the show's over.
So. Russell Wilson has been cleared to return. Thank you very much, Gino.
He'll be throwing
Odell.
I got
it from here. Who do you guys think the MVP favorite is, according to Caesars?
Kyler Murray?
He's at +500. He's in third place.
Tom Brady?
That's right. First place, +350. Josh Allen's +400. Kyler's at +500. Stafford +600. Ugh, not after last night. Dak, +900. He was not good yesterday. Aaron Rodgers.
Do you know that the Cowboys before last night's game had covered every single game?
Yeah.
I missed the end. Did they cover yesterday?
No. They got you a loss.
Every time I looked up, I was in shock. Truly, I thought that was going to be free money for me.
Free money. There's no free money, Peter. Know that. That's why it's called gambling.
Well, I'll tell you who's become Michael's baby. There's no denying it. Michael's baby, the man he's cuddled up to, suckling at the teat of Bill Belichick as he rides the Patriots again and rookie quarterback Mac Jones, who says he was not trying to injure defensive end Brian Burns of the Panthers.
Oh, no.
On that play on Sunday, a play that Burns' teammates called completely dirty. If you didn't see it, Jones was sacked and fumbled. And after the fumble, when he was on the ground, as Burns went to chase after the ball, Jones held on to his foot, and Burns ended up then limping off the field and then returned before departing again. How did you guys view the foot grab from Mac Jones?
Well, you got to get the guy.
Yeah, but the way he – the only thing that would make sense is if he just for some reason wanted a shoe. That's the way it looked to me, like you're just twisting. It was not good. And the play's way downfield, Peter.
Yeah, like, maybe he thought he had the ball. That's the only excuse if he thought he had the ball, he recovered.
Oh, was he Roger Clemens? Thought it was the ball?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a little sassy today, Don. Well, Don's got a lot of sass. A lot of sass.
I'd like to kick him right in the sass.
Excuse me?
Why? What did I do?
Nothing.
Oh, I went, Peter, I went after a Yankee. I'm sorry. On the YES Network. Geez, that does take sass.
Is Roger really a Yankee or is he a Red Sox?
You know what? At that moment, he was a Yankee.
Or is he an Astro?
He's a Red Sox. We all know it.
Or a Blue Jay. Well,
one thing I'll tell you, he's not as a Hall of Famer.
Well, this is the last year he and Bonds.
Rex Ryan was on with DiPietro and Rothenberger.
He sure was.
And he said that the Giants have underachieved this season.
This is not a bad football team. There's a lot of good players on this team. But we'll see what happens. I think the bye comes at a great time. You get Saquon healthy. That all of a sudden, let's see what kind of run they can make. And we'll see. But I just tell it the truth. It's not personal. I don't even know Joe Judge. I don't know Gettleman. I don't know anybody. But I speak the truth. Yeah. And when you see a team that is underachieving, then I say it. And so far, I think the Giants have underachieved to this point.
There you go.
Listen, I love Saquon. I do. I think he's a great guy, and I think he's a good player. But this whole thing, we'll get Saquon back. Like, so what?
Yeah, I'm not sure that'll be enough. Guys, that will do it for ENN. Wow. This abbreviated ENN on a Monday evening as we get ready for Knicks basketball here on 98.7 ESPN.
And let's not forget, Don has Rangers hockey on 10:50, right?
Oh, that's right.
That would be the succession.
Yeah!
Since it started that way. So Don will do the pregame on 10:50, and then we have the pregame of the Knicks coming up right here. And the Nets and the Bulls on YES. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.